Welcome to another Cut on Late Sports show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, a bit of a worry. Port Power in the primary final absolutely smashed by the Bulldogs, and they had everything going for them. They had the everything was at home. They had a week off. I just couldn't believe the way the Bulldogs, who'd been travelling, they went from Tasmania to Gabba to Canberra to Adelaide in the grand final. They're going to Perth. So last time they saw home was when they played Port Adelaide in round 23 in Melbourne, and actually Port won that game by 2 points.
Yeah, I think it certainly was a bit of a shock, wasn't it? And certainly disappointing for all of the Power, Port Power fans, and of course the team and the club themselves. But it did seem that Port had everything in their favour. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because sometimes when you do have everything in your favour, does that help? Because, you know, those type of things that the Bulldogs had to deal with, like with obviously COVID, the travelling, the lockdowns, all those type of things, not be able to get onto Adelaide Oval for a run, do they galvanise a team? Like, do they change the way that their sort of group mentality works? Because obviously I watched the first quarter of the game and switched over to watch the Formula One, but it was clear that they came out with intent, didn't they?
Yep.
And sometimes you just watch and you think, sometimes the football does not bounce for you as a team. But you got to make your own luck. The difference was, it just seemed that the Bulldogs wanted to get the footy. They were attacking.
You know, I remember back in 1998 when the Crows won their back-to-back, they were in a similar position. They played in Perth against the West Coast in the last one-round game. Then they travelled to Melbourne to play Melbourne, and they actually lost that game, but they still, the way the finals were played back then, they were still in it. Then they went to Sydney in the wet, and they won in Sydney. Then they played Footscray or Western Bulldogs in Melbourne. They won that, and they went to the grand final and played North Melbourne, and they won that. But North Melbourne had been playing like 12 consecutive night games and the grand finals in the daytime. So, everything seemed to fall in the Crows' place. But then in 2016, the Bulldogs came from outside the top four.
Did they come from eighth?
Seventh, I think.
And that was sort of at the time unheard of. They had to go from basically elimination final all the way through. So that's what I was going to mention. I mean, they've shown when it comes to finals, when they're there, that's they're capable.
Well, what they did back in 2016, which was unprecedented, is at the end of the minor round, they gave everyone a week off, and that allowed Western Bulldogs to start on equal footing with everyone else. They were able to get over their minor injuries and sort of like really get into it. So a little bit of fortune again.
Well, is it fortune? I mean, sometimes you've got to make the most of your situation, don't you? But both prelims were walkovers.
Yeah.
Melbourne thrashed Geelong, and Bulldogs really did thrash Power.
Wow. I mean, the first 15 minutes of that game, they quietened the Port Adelaide faithful because, you know, 5-0 and they were just electric. You know, they were quick. Everything was working for them. They've obviously studied Port's game plan, and they went again. You know, they matched up against all the key players. They shut out sort of the defenders that sort of go for the marks, and they did a lot of that stuff. And Port was shell shocked.
Well, I was there for the first final against Richmond a few years back when Port came out and kicked the first 7 goals, and it was a similar type of thing. Like, it was obviously the other way around, but I mean, there were a big group of Richmond supporters who were very vocal before the game. And of course, the first couple of goals, there was still some banter going on. But after the third, fourth, fifth goal, you could just see like the crowd were done, like they dropped their heads. And you could just see, like, it's hard to come back from that, isn't it? You sort of think at this, clubs and teams are capable of coming back, but once you're that sort of 5-6 goals down and they've got that momentum, it's really hard to turn it around.
Yeah, sort of when you look at comebacks, it rarely happens in finals. Famously in 1970 when Carlton came back from 44 points to win, and 1993 in the preliminary final where Essendon came back to beat the Crows. you know, it happens. But usually in a finals game, if you get a 5-goal, 6-goal lead with everything being equal, you should normally go on to win the game.
It would be a surprise not to. But in saying that, I mean, it's interesting. I've been a little bit disappointed in Crows supporters. Like, their hate for power, Port Adelaide, is so immense. Like, they were so happy. I've never seen people so happy for another team losing. And you think, hang on a minute, your team, the Crows,
didn't even make the finals.
Well, they had no chance. I mean, they finished bottom last year and 15th this year. So in those same 2 years, the Crows were minor premiers last year and got through to the prelim.
No, Port Adelaide did.
Port Adelaide, sorry. Minor premiers, got through the prelim, just lost by a kick,
which
is heartbreaking, of course. And this year finished again second. So again, once again, the last two seasons they've shown they are one of the, I mean, and you can't say the best club because they're not, but, you know, we're looking at probably at least four or five clubs that are really, and so from that aspect, it's disappointing when, of course, you're at that pointy end and you can't convert. But come on, what when you're on the other end, a long way away?
Well, you know, part of the formula for finals is you can't really afford to have a bad game unless you've earned a top four spot and you lose the first week. I mean, the Crows did that back in 98, but they were fifth. But because of the finals, the way it was structured, they were able to get that second chance and recover. And there's been other teams have done the same, famously in 2005-2006 between West Coast and Sydney. They had many of those battles. They kept switching. They'd lose the first week and come back and play in the grand final. And it's sort of, you know, if you're going to lose a finals game, obviously you've got to lose the first week and then sort of learn from it.
Yeah, if you've got the second chance.
Yeah, if you're top,
if you set yourself, that's right. But, of course, prelims, they're cutthroat. And you think in that way, they're probably the greatest pressure of any game, isn't it? Because you make the grand final and it's really either team's got a chance because but the prelims are the tough ones. Like, and I wonder whether maybe Port just felt that pressure because they did have, you know, it was expected that when everything went their way, they were sort of, it was all working in their favour.
Seven or eight game winning streak as well.
And, you know, like early in the season, there was some doubt about them because they were struggling against the top teams. But sort of towards the latter part of the season, you said they sort of got rid of that because they were beating teams that were in the top eight. And, of course, they played very well in the first final. And so you did think, I certainly thought, wow, they've going to take this and they'll be in the grand final. I was really looking forward to a Melbourne-Port Adelaide grand final. But now I've got to go for Melbourne.
Well, you know, the detractors, they get stuck into Port a lot. The people that aren't Port Adelaide, I remember last year they said, oh, it's so sweet, 2 points. You know, losing a close game, it's just what we want. Those same supporters this year were saying, oh, they got Kane, that's just what we like to get Kane. So it's I see what you're talking about. There is a lot of hatred there between Port Adelaide and Adelaide.
There is, isn't there? And it's like, I mean, and I'm in a not a unique position, but I'm in a position where I certainly favour Port Adelaide over the Crows, but I'm not that one-eyed supporter that you can't go, I appreciate, or if the Crows are in there. And that you'd, if, let's say I'm watching the finals and the Port weren't in there, I would be wanting the Crows to go as far as possible. But obviously the real, the one-eyed Crows supporters do not have any interest in Port Adelaide doing well.
You know, it's ironic. From a personal point of view, I hated it when Port Adelaide and Adelaide put their reserve teams into the SNFL in 2014. And I just sort of felt that the success or lack of success they're having in the finals is almost like karma. I mean, to me, you know, really be nice if the Crows win. But I went there in 2017. And Richmond played really well, and I found myself, you know, applauding Richmond. You know, it didn't really bother me, whereas when I went in 97 and 98, I really wanted the Crows to win. But I think for long-term supporters, older supporters like myself, with the AFL team coming into the SNFL to really water it down, it sort of has annoyed a lot of us because that's our culture, that's our clubs, and the AFL sort of riding roughshod over it all. So I suppose, in a way, when I see Adelaide and Port Adelaide sort of you know, have these failures, it's almost like, well, you should have done what you did to the SNFL.
And I know that's, we've spoken about that before. You know, you've grown up with the SNFL, a lot of people have, and so they're disappointed in the direction it's heading. But, I mean, both teams really have done – I mean, if you look at their finals, their ability to make the finals, I mean, Crows have struggled since 2017, haven't they?
Yep.
But this year obviously was better than last year. Port Adelaide have been fairly consistent in the top eight. Like both Crows and them were sort of in the around the 10th, 11th, 12th there for a couple of years, and Port have sort of kicked on and now been in the top couple. But really both teams have represented in the finals pretty well.
Yeah.
In the short time that they've been part of the AFL competition.
Well, the last time the Crows made the finals was 2017, and Port made it. Port were fifth, and they lost a heartbreaker by 2 points to West Coast at Adelaide Oval. But I remember sort of Adelaide, they beat Greater Western Sydney quite comfortably by, you know, 6 goals. Then they beat Geelong by, about 10 goals. And then, of course, they went into the grand final, you know, red hot. But they played those two finals at Adelaide Oval. And I'm just thinking a point that you made about Western Bulldogs doing all that travelling and getting hardened, whereas Adelaide and Port Adelaide played their major games at Adelaide Oval. And maybe it softened them a little bit. It didn't give them the hardening up that a Western Bulldogs had.
It's an interesting thing, isn't it? But I think if I've got this right, last night I watched the news, and I think Melbourne this week are having a full internal scratch match.
Yeah.
And the reason they said they want to have that match toughness.
Yes.
And so they're a bit worried about having the week off.
Yeah.
Because they think, hang on, we want to keep playing because maybe having – the week off is not beneficial.
They did do that before in the bye week between the two finals because they won the first week. They had the second week off. They did the same thing then too.
Yeah, and that's obviously worked for Melbourne because, wow, they played very well against Geelong, didn't they?
Well, you know, as a young kid, there was four teams in Victoria I always liked, and they were like the underdogs. It was, you know, there was Footscray, who are the Western Bulldogs now. There was Hawthorn, St Kilda, North Melbourne. And three of the clubs had only won one flag, and North Melbourne hadn't won one. And then Hawthorn beat St Kilda in 71. So my allegiance sort of went to North Melbourne then because they were the one club that had never won, a bit like my central district. So I started supporting North Melbourne. But I always had that soft spot for the other teams because they were part of my growing up. So, yes, I was pleased to see Footscray or Western Bulldogs win.
Yeah, and I think there'll be a lot of support for Melbourne this weekend, won't there?
Yeah.
Because the same reason, I think, was it 50, is it been 59?
1964.
Yeah. So, you know, and that it's a bit like when the Bulldogs won their last flag. There was, because they had been a while.
1954.
Yeah. So, you know, people, it becomes, oh, they're the underdogs. They're our, because we are now going to switch our allegiance just for that one game. So I imagine this week Melbourne are going to be not necessarily the favourites, but they're certainly going to have a lot of support.
It'll be interesting because South Adelaide is still in the finals here and their last flag was 1964 as well. They've got a much harder trot. They've got to make it, they've got to beat Norwood, Eagles and Glenelg. I don't think they can do it, but wouldn't it be funny if they did and both Melbourne and South Adelaide won and they both broke 1964?
Wow, that would be fabulous. It's meant to be.
Well,
I can't say never. Because, like everyone was saying last week, Bulldogs will not win.
Yeah.
And they did.
Well, you know, I was babysitting my granddaughters on Saturday night, and my son-in-law said to me, he said, oh, I don't suppose you want to watch the football Port Power playing. And I said, oh, but they're playing Western Bulldogs, and I got a good feeling. So my wife said,
you had a good feeling that they'd Bulldogs would win?
Win, yeah. So my wife and I watched the whole game and you know, sorry, Port Power.
So it's your fault.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Well, on a hot, just to finish, nothing to do with football, but I, as I said, I switched to the Formula One, and I've got to say Daniel Ricciardo
won his first
in 3 years, first for McLaren, and McLaren had a 1-2, which they haven't had, I think, for 9 seasons. So I'm a Daniel Ricciardo fan, and I was – like at 1 o'clock in the morning, I couldn't sit still. I was up out of my chair. I was in the lounge room pacing, and he won. So I did not get much sleep on Monday night.
So we had a great weekend. Daniel Ricciardo for you and the Western Bulldogs for me. So ends another Cut Unlaced Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.